This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes from Russia to Iran to China.
Because of our shared prosperity is deeply connected to our shared security. And the past years have proven that Canada and the United States are not insulated from the challenges that impact the rest of the world. The world needs Canada and the United States working together.
The two leaders affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion. They also vowed to build up North American competitiveness in the face of economic challenges from China. Ahead of their meeting, the two countries also reached an agreement updating a treaty aimed at stopping asylum seekers traversing the U.S.-Canada land border via unofficial crossings. Here's the Prime Minister.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
That's Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The United Nations said Friday it was deeply concerned by what it said were summary executions of prisoners of war by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield. The allegations come shortly after Kyiv accused Russian forces of killing a captured Ukrainian serviceman who was filmed saying "Glory to Ukraine" before being shot dead. The head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Wagner, said at a press conference in Kyiv on Friday that her organization had recently recorded killings by both sides. She expressed deep concern over the alleged executions of 15 Ukrainian prisoners by Russian armed forces after their capture. And she said the Wagner mercenary group, which claims to be a leading Russia's assault for Bakhmut, was responsible for 11 killings. VOA News. There's been a new threat sent to the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A powdery substance was found with a threatening letter in a mailroom at the offices of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. It's the latest security scare as the prosecutor weighs a potential historic indictment of former President Donald Trump. The letter said, "Alvin, I'm going to kill you." That's according to a person familiar with the matter. Officials determined the substance was not dangerous and was sent to a city lab for further investigation. The discovery was in the same court building where a grand jury on the Trump case is expected to resume work on Monday. Hours earlier, Trump had posted on his Truth Social platform that any criminal charge against him could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. Trump also posted a photo of himself holding a baseball bat next to a picture of Bragg. On Thursday, Trump referred to Bragg, Manhattan's first black district attorney, as an animal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Tennessee commission has voted to strip away police powers from four of the five officers fired and charged in the deadly beating of motorist Tyree Nichols in Memphis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify three of the five officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in January. A fourth officer, Desmond Mills, voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of seven former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bosnia's autonomous Serb Republic has moved toward criminalizing acts of defamation and insult despite international criticism and protests by journalists who see the new law as a crackdown on free speech. The regional parliament on Thursday passed draft amendments to the criminal code, introducing fines of $3,200 to $65,000 for damaging a person's honor or reputation and for publishing damaging videos, photos, or documents without consent. U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, marking the end of a tumultuous week as Federal Reserve officials calmed investor fears over a potential liquidity crisis in the banking sector, while all three major U.S. stock indexes started the session sharply lower on the heels of a sell-off among European banks. Those losses reversed by the time of the closing bell, and at the conclusion of a week marked by Fed interest rate hikes and mounting worries over the health of the banking system, all three indexes recorded weekly gains. Marissa Melton, VOA News.